Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield to Knightstown and beyond. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
Hammer and Nigel presents
is
it depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah.
Is this anything?
On 93 WIPC.
Oh, Hammer, how do we play Is This Anything?
I got a couple stories in front of me. I'm going to tell you about these stories.
All right.
And you tell all of us if the story is really anything or not. Is this anything? A JV girls basketball coach in Virginia being accused of impersonating a 13-year-old to play on the JV girls basketball team. 22-year-old Arlisha Boykins is said to have taken the place of a student athlete that was out of town for a tournament. Here is the father of the player that the coach was impersonating speaking out against the school.
Coaches, you know, always preach to the kids about integrity and those type of things. So I was just shocked. I just need, you know, an apology, you know, because I haven't yet received one from, you know, the overseer of the program or nothing. You know, he just came out and just told us the stipulations of what was going to happen, but there was no apology.
See, I disagree. I think this coach did everything possible to help the team win, including impersonating a girl that's 10 years younger than her.
22-year-old going out there just balling on these JV girls.
Yeah, that's hilarious. First of all she has to do is say, I identify as a 13-year-old.
Bingo.
Right?
That's
all
you have to do. And in Virginia, they should love that kind of crap out there, right? That's the ground zero for ridiculous school policies.
I believe this is the first time I've ever heard of somebody doing this, though. You've not heard of this, have you?
Well, there was an ESPN situation where they had like high school football on Friday nights. And there was this team that wasn't really high school kids. It was like local people from around the area. And they conned ESPN on getting on television. Now, they got their doors blown completely off by like a really good high school team, but it was a bunch of dudes, like grown-ass men.
Shut up!
James, you remember this, right? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. So it was Bishop Sycamore.
Bishop Sycamore. That's it.
How long ago was this?
This was like a year or two ago or something.
Right.
And they weren't high school kids. Were they older than high school kids?
I think some of them were like in their mid-20s.
And they got the brakes beat off of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny. I disagree. This coach should be given an award, doing everything in their power to help the team win.
I want to see highlights.
I do,
like,
too.
Was she out there like Billy Madison and dodgeball? Just now you're all in big, big trouble.
Peyton Manning with a bunch of elementary school kids just launching the football at him.
Go set the porta ledge. I need to see the tape of this. Is this anything? An attractive woman has gone viral with a video of herself on a Zoom call telling a potential client she wants to work with a female rep.
Okay.
During a previous call with the main rep, other guys on his staff had written down really inappropriate comments about her.
First of all, if we're going to continue working together, I want to work with a woman sales representative because I don't want to have to see locker room talk about myself when you're sharing screens. I know that was a mistake, but I don't want to see.
Inexcusable.
I just don't want to see like locker room talk about myself. So if we could.
We have a couple of really good RSMs actually that you'll be able to work with. So
okay.
100% completely understand. And that's inexcusable. They share the screen. It shouldn't be talked about. So apologies on that.
Boy, people get in trouble in those Zoom calls, don't they? I don't think people are
somewhere. Jeffrey Toobin's going, preach, brother, preach.
She said that actually made it in a news story I saw. She told the reporter one guy on the Zoom call called her an effing bombshell. She's hot, she's skinny blonde, and so they were kind of, when she just said locker room talk, I think they were commenting on her looks and how hot she was. And
right,
I you know, locker room talk can get pretty gross.
Right. I've been in a locker room. I've got friends who are athletes, and what these guys said was not locker room talk. Locker room talk is way worse. I promise you that.
What do you think about her putting it out on TikTok, though?
Pay attention to me.
Yeah.
I can't believe these guys are talking about what a bombshell I am. Because in my mind, she slowly does that turn like Zoolander.
Zoolander, yeah. And then she asks to work for a female rep. Well, what if the female rep is vulgar? What if the female rep happens to be attracted to you?
Right.
Assuming a lot.
In your life, would you ever be upset if somebody on a Zoom call said, boy, that Nigel, he's so damn handsome?
No. That's what this thing, I mean, there's this thing about catcalling and how it offends women. But if the roles were reversed and I'm walking down the sidewalk and somebody, I'd be like, thank you very much. I still got it.
Still got it.
Yeah.
Start walking like Vince McMahon at that point. It's the Hammer and Nigel show.